WHX and 4ZLK.
Shane, I don't think he wants to talk to you this morning. K2RCO.
Good morning. I'm trying to remember your name off my top of my head, and I can't. I'm sorry. I know who you are. I just can't remember the name.
This is Russell. Are you out driving today?
That's right. No, I am off on Mondays. I'm sitting at the desk doing some computer work. I got to go out for an appointment, chiropractor appointment later on. But other than that, I'm hoping to stay home.
It's wet and messy out this morning. I just pulled in over here at the shop in Marietta, and a couple of places the road's got water running across it, but it seems like the rain's slacking up. I think it's going to quit about lunchtime today.
And I'm glad it didn't turn into the ice like they gave a possibility for, but I guess that's next weekend.
I remember Snowpocalypse 88. They say this is going to be Snowpocalypse 2025. I doubt it, but we'll just have to wait and see.
88 too, my goodness. I think it was January. I'm driving up and down Wade Hampton from Taylor's into Greenville, and about the only vehicle on the road. I remember that. I was 18 at the time. Well, 17, I guess, when that happened.
I have a year or two on me there. I remember us playing Snowball Wars right at the edge of the driveway with the kids across the street.
Taylor's with my parents, and we had 16 inches there at the house, and it was pretty much that way all across Greenville from what I remember.
I'm pretty sure it was up our way. We're in Taylor's, but it's not really Taylor's. We're up toward Tigerville, North Greenville University area. The address is Taylor's. I don't know exactly why, but that's what they call it, so I don't argue with them. I just get my mail that way.
Kind of spreads out like that. Another thing about that snow, it didn't do like what we normally get, where it snows one day and it's mostly gone by the next day. It stayed cold and it stayed on the ground for more than a week. And the school was closed all week. Most businesses were closed down. Excuse me. But as a teenager, it was awesome.
It was great for us back then. Now that we're older and can't quite recover from the slip and falls like we used to, we have to be careful in it if it comes again.
I slipped on my front porch in 2005 in January 30th. We had an ice storm. I was living in Simpsonville, and I broke my right arm. And still don't have all the movement out of it. It still gives me issues. They put a pin in it. Stayed in for a couple of years. It was supposed to be permanent, but that really started bothering me, so they ended up taking it back out. So I very, very well know about slipping on ice, and it took me several years to not be nervous when I get on it again.
I hear that, but the investment I made was a pair of those little rubber slip-on deals that slip on the bottom of your shoe, and they hook on the toe and the heel, and they got little cleats in them. They're not like the big crampons. They're more, I don't know, I guess almost like golf spikes. And it made a world of a difference, especially when I was working at the fire department. I could just throw them on when we ran a medical call or something and pretty much walk around fine. Now, I don't know if I'll wear them. I might just stay in the house.
Okay, yeah, those are good things to have, and I don't have them. I should probably get a pair. I blame it on my mother-in-law. I was helping her get down the steps. She was living down the street from us, but she'd eat dinner with us at the time. And I was walking her down the steps, got to the bottom one, and let go of the handrail. My foot slipped out. So I think she pushed me. She was able to get back in and go get my wife, and she came back down the steps all by herself too, so it was really a wasted trip for what happened. Anyway, I don't really blame it on her, but I like to tease her about it after it happened.
I have to tease her about it. This is K2RCL.
Something I'll always remember, and I try to avoid it. Anyway, Russell, nice to talk to you. I'm going to get back to this paperwork I got to fill out before this doctor's visit this afternoon. Nice to hear you. Hope you have a good day, and hope to talk to you again. K2RCL and 4ZLK.
Shane, I'm going to jump off of here myself and head into the shop. You get out and about, be safe out on the roads today, and I'll say 73s. K2RCL's clear.